Have you guys ever wondered what it's like when you send that girl a DM? You know, she's got 100K followers on Instagram. She's the, you know, she's the hot one on your radar. Is she going to read it? Is she going to respond? Did she follow you back? There's all these questions. And, you know, we all know Instagram is kind of the best way to meet girls these days, or at least it's one way. So I want to invite on my friend Gabby. And she is a very successful model living in L.A. We've been friends for God knows how many years, since like 2015. Yeah, right?
It's been a while.
And I'm going to try to extract all the juicy information out of her as I can to help you guys know what you're kind of facing when you're trying to meet beautiful girls and get a glimpse into their reality. So tune in. It's going to be a jam-packed episode. Thanks for coming, Gabby.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to the Inner Confidence Podcast, formerly called the Leverage Podcast. We help you unleash the most attractive, charismatic, and confident you in order to attract quality connections, both personal and romantic. My name is Robbie Kramer. I've been a coach since 2007, and I've helped over 1,300 people level up their dating and social skills. My mission is simple: to help you crush the dating game, build an epic social life, and attract your ideal partner.
Yeah, so let's do it.
We're gonna like you're single
kinda
now.
Nervous.
You told me this isn't your popping of the pot of the cherry for podcast. You've done one other one.
Second one.
What was that one about?
It was about mental health.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How is your mental health these days?
Damn, that's a deep ass question.
We're gonna start. That's right.
Honestly, it's way better than it used to be.
Yeah.
I think everyone has ups and downs in their life, but like, it's just how you go through it, you know, with the waves.
Totally. But. Well, you were recently in a relationship and now you're single, right?
Yes. I was in a 4-year relationship. Just got out of it in May.
How do you feel now?
Not going to lie. Like at times, you know, I miss that other, like my significant other. Mm-hmm. But then I realize how much we went through and like how it ended. So I just, you know, I'm kind of happy that it's kind of over with. Plus, I just don't want any more like toxic stuff in my life. So I've been honestly like way better. I feel more free. I can do whatever I want. I don't have to like text anybody, like telling them where I am or like explain myself. So I just feel like a free bird right now. So I'm really enjoying it.
That's great. So you seem like you're in a good place with it.
Yeah, I'm having fun. I'm just traveling, doing my thing, working. I could not complain. So
before you, well, actually let's talk about first, I think how did you like become a model? What was your experience like? Cause you're from New York originally, right? East Coast. And
I'm from New Jersey.
Okay. Jersey.
It's okay. You were close. So I first started when I was 15 years old. My sister bought, tickets for a fashion show and I was in line. And they thought I was one of the models there to like walk one of the shows. And then I was booked like the whole weekend for shows. And then I opened up the Lincoln Center for this dress designer. And it was Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. And then it just kind of, I had this dream of just becoming like better and just doing more for me. And then I moved to LA when I was 18 years old. And yeah, I just kind of built my career up from now, and now I'm 26. Sadly.
So but, when we met, or you were like 19 or 20, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, 19, 20.
Wow.
I think 18 even. I feel like you met me when I first moved here.
Yeah.
Like around that year. So yeah, when I was like 18. So you almost known me for like 10 years.
Jeez, time flies. I think I still have you saved in my phone as Gabby Housekeeper.
I have you saved in my phone, Robbie LA.
Robbie LA.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I guess I was kind of that guy. Tell us like, what was the, so you know, you've been in LA for now, it's almost 10 years modeling.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, you're a very successful model now. You're all over the place.
Thank you. You try.
what was dating like coming here? Like versus, oh, I mean, I guess you were pretty young when you're back in Jersey, New York. But
yeah,
what do you think about the LA dating scene?
Am I allowed to curse on here?
Oh yeah.
there's a lot of fuckboys here. So it's kind of hard to really, you know, navigate through that because you don't know what their intentions are exactly. So I dated a couple of, you know, kissed a lot of frogs, I guess you would say, that I'm not, you know, the happiest about, but you kind of have to like go through that, I guess, to find someone that you actually really like genuinely care about. Mm-hmm. And I did find that person when I was 22. So I dated him again for 4 years. We just got out of a relationship, 26. So, and again, I thought he was the one, but it just turns out he wasn't. And I was upset for a little bit because I thought I wasted my time, like 4 years of my youth gone. But, you know, it was just a learning experience. And I guess, you know, you got to go through that to realize what you don't want in a man.
Totally.
Know? So.
So what do you think is the biggest challenge for you? Is it like figuring out which guy's a fuckboy versus not? Like seeing, all right, is this guy, you know,
just worth my time?
Right.
You know?
Like, and also, it's pretty hard in LA to know like who's real and who's
right.
Like,
yeah,
you know, just
not trying to use you
or just like, there's so many guys, like, especially in LA, everyone's got 4 or 5 jobs, right? You never really know. Yeah. Jobs. You never really know what anyone really does.
Yeah.
Right. Like
they could just be flexing on Instagram and they have like actually no money.
Exactly.
It's sad as that is. I feel like that's the reality of social media. You don't even know what's real from fake. It's kind of like a guessing game until you actually like sit down and like get to know the person, you know?
Oh, I mean, there's so many, it's all fake. That's yeah. Social media is fake. And I tell guys to lean into the fakeness, you know, because
right.
if you don't look like you have status on Instagram, like there's yeah. no way you're going to.
Even girls, like the way that they edit their photos, it's like, it's crazy because they could be like a complete catfish.
Oh, totally.
It's wild. What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Like what's a bigger problem for you, or is it deciphering like which guys are fuckboys or which guys have status versus they're just posing as someone with status? Like how?
I mean, again, you don't really know until like you talk to them or go on dates. I mean, my biggest thing, it's like, if you don't take me on a date, like that's already a big red flag for me. Like, oh, and your idea of a date is like, I don't mind it being in a group setting, but it's just like, okay, after the group setting, like, is there more to it, you know?
Right.
So it just depends on like what their intentions are again and like what you want out of it, I guess.
So
which at the end of the day, I sometimes don't even know what I want out of it. I'm like, but it's cool. Sometimes I'm just rolling with it, going with the energy and the vibe and see where it goes, you know?
Mm-hmm. So do you know what you want out of like the next guy, like you want
that
kids,
is such a funny question that you asked because I feel like all my friends ask me this and I don't even know the answer.
That's interesting.
I don't know the answer because I'm like, at times I want kids. I want to be able to have the choice of wanting kids, but I don't even know if I want kids yet because like my pain tolerance is really fucking low.
You can get a surrogate.
So I was thinking that, but yeah. Everyone's like, it's not the same when you have your own child. And I'm just kind of like, okay, but...
We were just having a conversation, you know, me and my wife, Maria, and my like very good friends, my golf coach and his wife, who are like my parents' age.
Yeah.
And they were talking about like the painful like childbirth and how they've got to like cut between the vagina and the asshole to let the baby come out.
I just heard that from my sister and I'm just kind of like, oh. My God, like, I don't think I'm ready for that.
Yeah, when I heard that, I'm like, maybe we should go surrogate.
Yeah, wow. Right. I want my vagina to still be intact.
And then if you get a C-section, like your abs are they cut right through your abs.
Right. I mean, so, I heard that the C-section is also like the incision smaller now because of the doctors and stuff. Because like when my mom had, she had three C-sections, and the same she keep reopening the same incision and but it was from here to here. So it was like the whole, and I was just like, ow, but now supposedly it's only like this, but still, I don't think I would still be able to.
I mean, if I was a woman, I think I'd go C-section.
Yeah.
But they say, I don't
know. Surrogacy, let's do it.
Yeah. My sister just had a child and she went C-section.
Okay.
But she like, basically she can't even.
Depends on the situation, right?
Like, yeah. I think she had to.
Cords are wrapped
around. Yeah. For whatever reason, like the baby wasn't coming out. So they had to do it. But you know, she basically can't use her stomach muscles. And like, you don't realize.
Like ever?
Well, now that she's recovering, but for a long time,
right?
You know, 3 or 4 months, it's like she couldn't even, I mean, like you can't even stand up, or you can't even like get up from sitting down the same way.
The recovery process, I can't really imagine.
So you're not sure if you want kids for that reason.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I definitely do want to get married for sure. It's just, again, like I'm also 26, so I feel like everyone around me is either married, in a relationship, getting a child. Gives me a lot of anxiety about time. But everyone's like, no, you have so much time. But then I see all these people around me and I'm like, do I have so much time though?
I feel like this is where girls really get fucked up, especially in the US, is that you're hearing like, oh, you know, 30 is the new 20 and you have so much time.
Right.
But it's like, no, you really don't, because like 30 is not the new 20. Like when you're 35, you're considered a geriatric pregnancy.
I'm like, tell that to my eggs, like, please. But then we have Janet Jackson, like having a kid at 60 or something, right?
Well, if it's not your first kid, they say it's okay if it's later.
Right.
But like if you don't start till you're like late 30s, it's a pretty big risk.
Yeah.
And there's all sorts of complications. Not that they don't have advances in medicine, but but even like from your standpoint, right? Mm-hmm. Like your value on the sexual marketplace, right? Like it's not like for guys, we have it a little bit different because I feel like our value goes up until we're about
fuck you guys. Like, you guys are so lucky. Like,
well, you guys have it you guys better can when just, you're
like,
younger.
Do whatever the fuck you want at any given age. We're over here like, fuck, we're running out of time.
Well, girls have it way better when you're younger.
Right.
Like when you're 18, 19, you look like you do. You have you can basically live the life of a billionaire, right?
Well, I'm Latin, so I'm gonna age pretty well.
Oh yeah. Brown sticks around, they say, right?
I'm gonna age like fine wine, guys.
So, you know, and it's like you have the access of, you know, basically a really rich person. If like, I'm sure people are inviting you all the time to like, come to Ibiza, come to Mykonos, come here, come there. Like those
As
invitations.
I spent 3 weeks in Europe this summer. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
No way. I would never go to Mykonos. I wouldn't party in Mykonos.
Yeah.
No way. So, but, you know, as a guy in like your early 20s, mid 20s, even late 20s, you're not doing those things at all. Like you got to build a business, you got to build like, your status.
It is a little different in that sense, of course, when you're, I mean, a pretty girl, I guess.
Well, it's just like the value that you have as a pretty girl is obviously when you're at your most pretty, which is going to be like basically until most women are like in their mid 30s, late 40s, you can look good longer. But there's that,
don't tell me this.
There's that like shot clock, right?
Yeah.
And for guys too, obviously once you hit like mid 40s or 50s, you start to look old and then you're the old guy in the club after a while, you know, as Chris Rock says, you don't want to be that guy. So but I just feel like guys are on like a 7-year pushed back timetable.
Yeah.
Right. But that's the problem is they're telling all these women like 30s a new 20 and you can wait and you have all this time, but it's not really true. Like my sister, she just got out of a 10-year relationship and she's 33.
Oh my God.
And now like
3 is my lucky number.
I'll tell her.
Have you met
my sister, Julie?
I don't think I have.
She's great. She's single now. She's awesome. She's cute.
But she just had a child.
No, the other one.
Oh,
I have two sisters.
I'm lost.
Yeah. There's Jennifer and Julie.
Okay.
And so Jennifer's, you know, 37. They're 38 now. Yeah. And she just got pregnant. She's married. And Julie was
37.
Dating.
See, I have hope.
You got a lot of time.
Just a little bit.
Well, you got time and you don't get time, right?
Right. Because time flies. Fuck.
It does. So
I was 21 yesterday and now I'm 26.
I was 25. Now I'm 41. So
fuck, you're 41.
Yeah.
Damn. Just kidding. You look great. This is the best I've ever seen him do.
Maria has me on all sorts of routines for her face. And
I just told him, I was like, did you just lose weight?
Do you work out?
Yeah. Do you work out? He's like 3 times a week. Who's counting? But you can tell you look great.
Thanks. I've been, you know, got to get strong for golf season.
I hate golf.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry. It's like watching paint dry as a girl.
But you've never tried.
Right.
Yeah, Maria hated it. Now she's obsessed. But
right.
Anyways, I think my point was that like it seems like you have time, but when you think about it, to meet someone, to get to know them, and then you know, you want to get married, you want to have a few years without kids, and then to have kids, it's like a 4-year, 5-year process.
Right.
If you want to do that, right?
Yeah.
So like if you started now at 26, you're looking at like 30, 31 to have your first kid, which is like, you know, that's fine.
Well, my sister, she just turned 30 and she just had a child. And like, she's like, I call her every day and I like go through like what she's going through pretty much. And like, I feel her pain, even though I'm not her, you know?
Yeah.
And so having a newborn child, I mean, it drains you. Like she barely sleeps. And I'm just kind of like, damn.
I mean, I see it with my niece, like,
right.
You know, like it just,
it's a lot.
I feel like I'm not ready almost. Yeah, like, I mean, if, I'm 41. I want kids, of course.
Yeah.
And luckily Maria's, you know, 24 and that puts us on like a 3 to 4 year horizon for that,
which
I'm lucky. Cause you know, it doesn't really matter for me.
Right.
I just feel like
on like what she wants to, you know?
Yeah. And like, I make pretty good money, but I feel like I'm not rich enough for a kid.
Right.
You know,
they're cause expensive. Like even a dog, I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
I got a dog 4 years ago. And I remember when I first bought him, first off, he was $3,000. That's already expensive. I was like, I should just bought Pomeranians. A Prada bag. Yeah. Like, honestly, it would have been way less expensive for me. You would have
pissed all over my house.
Yeah, exactly. Bite my shoes. No. Yeah, when I first got him, I was in the pet store like crying for the first week. And I was like, what? This is so much work. But honestly, he brings me so much joy, like emotionally. So I just love having a dog, but it really teaches you. That's how you'll feel
about kids too, you know?
It's right. Like, I mean, I know it's completely different. One's an animal and one's a human.
Her baby. And
yeah. But I feel like it's kind of similar concept in a sense of like taking care of an actual like living thing.
Well, they're totally dependent on
you. Right. Exactly.
And you're fully responsible.
Right.
And, you know, for me anyways, like I'm really looking forward to having kids when they're like, you know, at least 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. You can play with them. You can take them to do sports and that sort of thing. But like seeing like a newborn,
right?
I just don't really feel like I can relate to it a lot. Obviously, if it's my kid, I think it'll be different.
Right.
But it does like all my friends are like, dude, like your life changes so much. And it's, you know.
Yeah, it's true. Scheduling too. Like you won't be able to travel as much.
Yeah. So it's like, I want to make sure.
You already have.
Right. I've done my fair share of traveling, luckily.
This man is like, was on the go for years, especially with his dog. It was the cutest thing ever.
Me and Wiley did 16 countries.
Wiley.
Yeah, he just pooped on the ground over here because he's so old. He can't
hold
in his shit. But, you know, like, so for me, it's like, I just want to be rich enough where I can afford like full time care. So I don't have to do all of the, the annoying stuff about that.
Right.
You know,
I mean, look at the Kardashians. Like they had like 500 nannies.
Yeah. But, you
know. So their life's pretty easy because of that. So I get it.
But then you also, obviously, you want us to hang out with a kid and whatnot. But so anyways, the question is, so you don't know what you want. You kind of want kids. You're not sure. You want to get married.
I definitely want to get married. Mm-hmm. I'm unsure about the children part.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, maybe it'll change when I'm older.
So how are you meeting guys now?
I can never go on a dating website.
I
just want to clarify.
Time out. I wanted to look smart and say, I bet you don't use online dating.
Oh, really?
Well, that was my guess.
Okay. First off, I'm not against them.
Yeah.
I'm not. I believe in like, because I know a lot of people like are on Raya or like Hinge or whatever, Bumble, whatever. Mm-hmm. And not judging the people that are on it. I just personally don't use it because I feel like this sounds kind of corny, but I feel like I believe in fate. And if I'm meant to meet you, I will meet you. If it's in the grocery store, if it's, you know, at a party, or even if it's in my DMs, I don't care. I feel like I'm meant to meet that person for a reason. Like the universe is like bringing us together, as corny as that sounds still. But I just don't believe in like looking at an app and be like, oh, maybe I like him, maybe I don't like him. I just rather not
even. Well, that activity is so toxic,
right?
You're sitting there, you're swiping, which is like, and maybe if you're running on the treadmill or doing something, then you can justify it a little bit. But
I just feel like it's a lot. Like you're forcing yourself to be into a guy that you may not even be into. And then he may not even look like his actual images. And then you meet them in person and then you're like, wow, you look nothing like that.
I just wasted all this time messaging you.
Exactly.
I'm on a
getting
date.
Getting to know you.
Yeah. And then you've got like the ick factor that's going to show up and you don't know that. But if you meet the guy like, you know, in the line of Starbucks, or you meet him, you know, at least if he slides into your DMs and then you see his profile,
it's like worth
he knows this
time
friend
and energy,
right? Like you can vet him And right. you can obviously, if you meet him through your social circle, which is the best way, mm-hmm. then you know he's already vetted by your friends. He right. got to that party somehow. He's legit. And there's a vibe. You feel the vibe I mean, then you hang out.
Even like social media in general, I feel like it's a dating app. Like Instagram is a dating app, I feel like. Even
it is
though,
the dating
even
app.
Though it's like everyone thinks, oh yeah, I mean, as a model, obviously I have to be on that platform because I make money off of it and whatever I have to showcase for, you know, clients and brands and whatever. But at the end of the day, like I, you know, it guys DM you off of your images also. So it's like, I don't know.
Well, all roads kind of lead through Instagram. And I'm yeah. guessing when you're communicating with guys, it's mainly through Instagram or are you texting?
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. then they ask for your number probably or something like that, or you hang out and kind of leads one thing to another. But on Instagram or, you know, when I'm out, I just feel like those are the ways that I meet guys, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, mainly on Instagram though, I feel like, because they've all DM'd me.
Real quick, before we get back to the show, if you're like me, a quasi-cool geek who wants to level up your social life and attract your perfect 10, and you're feeling a little bit stuck at your current level of growth, then I invite you to apply to the Inner Confidence Community. That's my 6-month program where I and my team will guide you on exactly how to meet handfuls of new amazing connections every week and how you can create the exact relationships you want on your terms. And it's not just another group coaching program. You get a growth coach who's going to meet with you and help you implement exactly what to do. And my team is going to do a decent amount of the grunt work for you. So if you're in the market to supercharge your confidence and your social life, and you'd like to work with us, the link to apply is in the show notes. And so the primary, like the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 dates you went on, those were all through Instagram DMs?
The last date, yeah, it was. It was kind of funny. I went to a Guns N' Roses concert.
That was the first date.
Yeah, his DM was, do you like Guns N' Roses?
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, I mean, yeah, I used to play Guitar Hero.
That's an amazing answer.
Yeah.
So what made you open the message? Do you open all your messages?
No. Okay. There's some DMs I look at, I will glance, but if I don't feel like there's anything that I could even care to like invest my energy and time in, it sounds kind of fucked up. But I mean, I don't want to waste anyone's time.
No, it's
I don't
not
waste my
up
time.
At all.
I don't want to waste their time. I'd rather just not even answer.
All right. So if you like
if you don't have a chance, like there's no point.
So you'll look in your, you know,
my requests.
Your requests. And yeah. then you'll see some of the message and you'll right. see the photo, the yeah. little tiny version.
Yeah. And I can even click on their profile to see who's DMing me.
Right. But yeah. so sometimes you don't even click, but if they look mm-hmm. interesting enough on the little photo, then you'll look. Or if,
like, I mean,
what makes you want to open that DM?
This sounds so self-absorbed. I guess it just depends on like who they are.
Well, how can you tell? That's my question. Like,
well, okay. So if it's
based
like,
on the blue check or.
No, not the blue check, but.
Can we go through your phone? Let's
do it. You really want to go through my DMs right now? I dropped my phone.
Got it.
Honestly, like, I don't know. It's calmed down a lot. Mm-hmm. I just got a request just now. Oh, see, who is this?
Can we put the. Can we put this on the screen?
No. We're not doing this. We're not putting it on the screen. But I will share it. Like someone just DM'd me saying Gabrielle. Like,
okay.
Doesn't even so says they have 21 million followers. I have no idea. Some random.
You'll open that one. I'm guessing.
Look, Gabrielle, hey, your work is amazing. You're so stylish. Have you been modeling for a long time? Don't answer that. Okay. You're so beautiful.
I mean, I'm looking at this
screen. This is what this guy wrote. Hey, you probably know me from producing for Drake, Young Thug, Russ, et cetera. Like, who does that?
So show me one that you responded to.
Yeah.
So you're getting messages like that. And these are, it looks like all of those accounts were like multiple millions of followers.
Yeah.
So you can think about the average guy who's got like 400 followers.
Yeah.
Right. DMing you, like you're not gonna yeah. open that shit.
Unless
it's really funny, or like,
unless like he's cute. Like
okay, he's
I
cute.
Also don't yeah. have a type. Like, you know, some people they say, like, oh yeah, I have a type. Mm-hmm. I don't have a type. It's just kind of like, I don't know, like if I think you're cute, I think you're cute. And then like we can DM and I'll see if I like your vibe. And if I don't, I just won't even answer you anymore.
Right.
I'm over it, you know?
Okay.
Even like I got a DM the other day and I haven't spoken to this guy in years either. And he was like, "Hey, how are you?" And I was just kind of like, "Whoa, what's up?" He's like, "Do you want to go out for dinner?" I'm like, "Are you asking me on a date?" He goes, "Absolutely." And it was just like the initiative, you know, that attracted me. Forward, I like that.
Yeah.
But I'm also big on like, not saying he has to be rich, but I like stability. I don't want a guy to be lazy and like, I don't know.
He has to motivate me,
right. You know, like it has to be mutual motivation. And I feel like if it's just one-sided, like I feel like with my ex, I feel like I was constantly elevating him, mm-hmm. not him elevating me. And I just don't want that one-sided.
Right.
Relationship anymore, you know?
I always tell my clients and guys that like, you don't have to be rich, but you have to be motivated and you have to look, you have to look like you're going somewhere.
Yeah.
Because girls will invest stability in your future, right?
It's huge for a woman, mm-hmm. I think.
Or what about a guy who's young and you know he's like working on something big.
Right.
He might not be rich yet, but you see his potential.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I was with my ex.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, he was young and he's still working on his future and like, you know, and I feel like that's all great. But again, it's like, I don't know. It has to be like, you cheer me on, I cheer you on.
Right.
You help me, I help you. Not, you know, me only helping you, and it not being reciprocated. It makes me feel like I'm just wasting my time, my energy to someone that then doesn't even believe in my dreams. Mama. Yeah. I mean, not even that, but yeah, sure.
Right.
But you know,
you feel like it's not masculine. If you feel like you're like taking care of your little baby boy.
One another in a relationship, you know?
Yeah.
Even with your career. So,
yeah. So the guy who took you the Guns N' Roses.
Oh gosh. If this gets out and he hears this, I'll be so embarrassed.
It'd be hilarious, but I'm guessing he's not watching. Never know. Well, you haven't said anything bad. You're giving him props.
Yeah. I mean, I was just random.
Okay.
But it was like a cool random.
So yeah. So his opening line was like, "Well, do you like Guns N' Roses?" Or
yeah.
And then he took you to the concert.
Yeah. And with a big group of friends. I brought my girlfriend and it was like,
oh, okay. So he invited you with other people.
He invited me with his friends. And then it turns out I actually knew one of the like people that he was going with already. And then he called me and then it was
you didn't know him at all before? Or
I didn't know the person DMing me, no, at all.
Okay.
But it turns out I did know already somebody in his group.
And did you know that before?
I didn't know that he was going to be going with him. No. But until he like mentioned it to the guy that I already knew in the group saying, I guess he sent him my Instagram and was like, "Oh yeah, she's coming." And then he was like, "Oh, I should call her." So then he calls me and he tells me like, you know, like we're all going together. Like if you want to bring a girlfriend, you can. So then I brought my girlfriend and then it was like a whole group thing.
Cool. Okay. So,
yeah, it was
so
cool.
You could tell like before you said yes, that he was cool. He was like you were interested. Or do you just want to go to the concert?
Maybe both.
Yeah.
You know, I thought he was, I don't know. I'm stupid. I'm into like, maybe I just have like fuck boys talk to me on my forehead. But I'm into like athletes. I'm into athletic guys.
Sure.
So when I saw that, I was like, okay, cool. Like I like athletic men because I like being athletic myself.
Yeah.
So,
well, you're like a professional boxer almost. So
yeah, I've been boxing for 7 years now. So
you guys got to check out her videos on Instagram. She's like, she could beat your ass. Like she's so fast.
Yeah. Impressive. Now I'm learning with a fight coordinator. I'm doing roundhouse kicks.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris.
Yeah. We're doing studying reactions and stuff. And like if I get hit,
I saw the one you posted, I think it was a few days ago, you and another girl and like, it was really fast. There was like ducking.
She's, so I go to Aloe a lot. They have, trainers at Aloe that I work with and they're amazing and she's great on pads. So I'm really big on like the pad works. I think it's really fun. It's really therapeutic for me. I really enjoy it.
Maria and I box with each other.
Really?
Yeah. We punch each other in the face and everything. I wear the helmet.
Wait, I don't, is this a joke?
No, I swear to God. I have the equipment to hang it in there.
Oh, cute. So you guys spar each other.
Yeah.
That's a great way to keep your relationship healthy, guys.
When we were in Mexico, we brought the pads and,
I love that.
You know, she gets very,
competitive.
Competitive.
Yeah.
And
that's sweet.
And I do too. So
yeah,
you know, a couple times she opens up and I get a boob shot in there, and then she's really upset. I know the well, I'm so competitive. I'm like looking for openings, right, and then right, I see right, it. And they're right. like, "Oh shit, not the boob." Then she's
she should have went for the dick.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Well, I wear the helmet, so she can hit me in the face. I can't hit her in the face. So
that's amazing.
But all right, so you're looking for an athletic guy. So you're like, okay, this guy's he's athletic. He seems cool. I want to go to the Guns N' Roses concert. But
yeah,
over it. Over it already. All
right. Yeah. No, I mean, like, it's like, I don't know.
So it's like the group vibe.
Yeah.
And then you just weren't feeling the vibe from him.
No, there's more to it. I okay. just don't know.
We don't have to get it.
Share it on here.
Sure.
Because it's a lot. Okay. But again, it's like hit or miss for me. Mm-hmm. You know, it just takes me a couple of dates to realize if I fuck with you or not in that sense.
What sort of dates will be like a red flag? No. And what sort of dates, like if a guy's like, hey, come over and I'll cook for you.
Right. Like, let's go watch Netflix.
I'm right.
Like, bro.
Really? So obviously as a first date, you're, yeah. you know.
Like, and we already know what that entails when it's Netflix and chill, right? Everybody knows.
And you also know if a guy's like, you know, come over to my house first date.
Oh, 1,000%.
Even if it's like, I'll cook you dinner.
Yeah, like, bro, you're not going to cook me dinner at 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
Like, booty call.
So sure. like drinks, that's, would that, like if a guy's like, yo, let's grab drinks.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't mind that. Mm-hmm. I actually was doing this thing called 75 Hard. For a while, because I was dating someone for like a month. He was living in Miami and he kind of really motivated me in a sense to do it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you heard of 75 Hard. Have you heard of it? Mm-hmm. So basically you do these rules for 75 days. And the rules are you have to drink a gallon of water. You have to work out twice a day. And it's 45-minute workouts. One has to be outside. One has to be inside. Read 10 pages of a nonfiction book and follow a strict diet. And you can't drink. I was doing it for
I love it.
I lasted 45 days.
That's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's thanks. Amazing. It's hard.
Not drinking 45 days.
Oh my God. It's hard. So hard.
That's really hard.
But you really see a difference in your body, which is cool. But it's just honestly, like when you having that discipline to yeah. not drink and especially not eat like, you know, desserts at dinner or whatever, it's hard. Cause like also I don't realize how much I rely on drinking in a social like environment.
Yeah. And how much did like there's pressure almost like if everyone else right, is drinking.
Yeah.
It's like, so hard.
Oh my God. When I wasn't drinking, people would look at me and be like, are you okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. They're like, well, do you want to like hold like, you know, a mocktail in your hand? I'm like, I don't care if people are looking at me. And this one girl, I was in Vegas because I was at the opening weekend for the Sphere. Mm-hmm. And we were eating dinner at Mr. Chow and she looked at me and she was like, do you want to like hold like a lemonade? And I looked at her and I was like, cause I ordered tea. I'm such a weirdo. I ordered a tea before going. And she's like, yeah, like you can get it like with non-sugar. I'm like, but then I'd rather just fucking drink water. Like what's the point? Right. I don't need recognition from other people, you know? But it was just so funny. Cause like, I feel like that happened multiple occasions. Like, why is this bitch not drinking? I'm like, dude, like let me live.
Oh yeah. People give you so much shit for it.
Yeah. It's so strange.
I mean,
shit for being healthy.
You know? I certainly like if I'm at a bar,
yeah,
like I can relate to, I guess, what that girl said, because if I'm not holding something,
yeah,
part of me feels, I don't know. I just feel like I need.
Yeah.
It's like a, you know, it's like a shield or right. something like yeah. I can hide behind my drink. Yeah. But like, you know, I tell guys all the time, like if you do have a drink, like don't hold it like this.
Right.
Like an idiot.
Yeah.
But like
that's how I feel for Thanksgiving, because like my family, they're all like alcoholics. I feel like they drink.
Yeah.
And if I'm at my family gathering and I'm not drinking, they shit on you. Like, why the hell are you not drinking? And you're kind of like, all right, let's get wasted.
Let's do it.
You yeah. know? And I'm like, fuck.
Well, I was on a pretty hardcore like weight loss diet thing. Thanks mm-hmm. for noticing.
Yeah.
Up until like 2 weeks ago
yeah.
when I went home and just hanging out like with my family at home, like everyone's yeah. like, you know, we're ordering in all the time.
Right.
I don't have my gym here that I'm going yeah. to. And so it's just like that environment makes right. it so hard.
1,000%. Yeah. So, that's how I felt even when I lived in New Jersey. I mean, I knew to myself, like I want to move to LA when I was 18. Cause I was like the lifestyle there, you get comfortable with being lazy.
Yeah.
And I feel like in that type of weather, it's so cold. So like here, it's so sunny and warm and it motivates you to go outside and like move your body. Not going to lie though, I've been kind of lazy this past couple weeks, but, yeah. And, yeah, much.
Well, it's, you know, that's one of the benefits of not living on the East Coast where everyone's obese, but that's the other thing that makes it difficult.
With you feel like you're in Wall-E. You literally feel like you're in the movie Wall-E when you go to
New Jersey. It's like everyone is just super sized.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You seen that scene at Wall-E when they're all in the space and they're all huge and they're all like in like the butt. I've never seen Wall-E. It's fucked up.
Which one?
Someone Wall-E, shit right? on him for not seeing Wall-E. Wall-E's the one. Wall-E.
Is it about like an animal?
The robot.
It's new?
No, it's old.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
I'll add it to the list.
You have to. It's kind of fucked up. You know? Yeah. Any other questions, sir?
Oh, yeah. I got more.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. So no online dating. Right. Instagram is online dating.
Pretty much.
That's all Rosalie through Instagram. What if you meet a guy at like, you know, a party or something and he doesn't have an Instagram or he has a really like, maybe he's got, you know, 3 photos and he's got like 200 followers and he's following 100 people. We love
a guy that's barely on social media because that means like he actually is a person who doesn't really care about certain stuff like that. I don't know. Like there was an example, like I went to brunch with my sister and my brother-in-law and my best friend from like middle school. And we were all just laughing. And then the waiter comes over and they're like, oh yeah, that guy over there wants to buy you a drink. And I looked at him and I was like, which guy? And he like shows me him and I'm like,
is the guy looking at the same time?
He's staring.
Okay.
And I felt so uncomfortable. And like, I whispered to my girlfriend, I'm like, do I take it? She's like, just take it. Be nice. And I'm like, but I don't want him to think like he has a chance if I take it. Not to be rude, but I'm kind of like, it's the brunch. Like I'm not drinking. I'm also hungover from the night before. Like the last thing I want to do is drink more right now.
If you take the drink, he's coming over.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. So my sister, my girlfriend, she's like, no, just take it. I'm like, okay. She's like, okay, well, what do you want? And I just like order a Mexican mule. And I'm just kind of like, okay. And then I felt, you know, when you feel someone's eyes on you and I felt like I had to say thank you. So I just looked at him and I was like, thank you. And he looked at me and was like, and like winked at me. And I was just kind of like,
right. What do I do now?
Right. Yeah. And I was just like pretending to drink it. I didn't drink any of it. I felt kind of bad. And then we were like leaving the restaurant and I still felt his eyes on me. I'm like, I think he's trying to like, you know, summon me with his eyes, like gonna come over. But then I just kept looking away, kept looking the other directions for him to like feel like, okay, she doesn't want to talk to me.
Yeah.
And then he kind of just like fucked off.
I mean, that's like situations
like that.
Yeah. Well, that's the approach that doesn't work.
Right.
You're spending money. You're creating an awkward situation and you don't even talk to the girl.
Right.
Like just fucking walk over and say hi.
Yeah. That's way more. I feel like that way more ballsy and shows me like more initiative than buying me a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if a guy like approaches you at, I don't know, Whole Foods or wherever you go to shop.
Oh my God, I go to Whole Foods.
When's the last time you got picked up at Whole Foods?
I'm not really big on supermarkets like pickup because I feel like they can tell that I'm so like into my shopping that they don't come up to me.
Okay.
You know, I'm not really I have my headphones in at Whole Foods. Like no one bothered me. I'm in my zone.
So you're
I would have to be like, hi, you know,
You're making yourself unapproachable.
Yeah. And I usually go like really late at night because I hate so many people.
Yeah.
At Whole Foods. It drives me crazy.
How often do you like, when's the last time a guy came up to you, like wherever on the street, even like driving next to you in the car, you know, holler at the window or like, in a genuine sort of direct way where he like actually made the intention to come and talk to you and, you know, spit some game.
Right.
When's the last time that happened?
Not
at a bar or a like social venue.
Right. Maybe when I was in Vegas, I was just in Vegas this past weekend for Formula One. It's very interesting.
Oh, nice. It was really fun. First one there, right? Formula One.
Yeah.
Right? How was it?
It was cool. Uh-huh. It was cold. But it was cool.
Were you working or did you just go with friends?
No, I was just one with friends with a big group. It was really nice. But I was in the casino and a guy comes up to me like just asking me like, hey, like, where are you from? And I kind of just like kept walking.
Okay. So you just weren't, you could tell that you just wasn't.
I can instantly pick up on like if I'm into it, if I'm not into it. But it's like, why force a vibe, you know, if you're not, if you're not sexually. Also, I'm huge on being sexually attracted to you. Like if I find like I don't find you at all sexually attractive, it's kind of like I don't want to waste your time either.
Yeah. I mean, why would you, right?
Yeah.
So basically, guys aren't approaching you very often.
It's hit or miss. It depends on the situation, where I am, whom I'm with. You know, clearly it didn't stop them when I was at brunch with my family. So it just depends. Sometimes I'm always on the go and I don't have the time for a guy to even approach me or, you know.
Yeah. But if situations. The right guy with the right vibe did it, you'd be open to it.
Right. 1,000%. 1,000%.
So, and then in terms of like, you know, you're very social. You're going to parties all the time. You're in the scene, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess you're right.
I mean, that's how we met technically, right? You know, in the party scene in LA. Yeah. But
I feel like that's how you normally meet a lot of people though.
Yeah.
I mean, I go to events now too. So it's like, I'm able to be social in that setting. Either events or I'm on a shoot or castings, like stuff like that. I feel like I'm like, it's like a ripple effect of meeting people.
Right.
Networking. Stuff like
that. Yeah, well, I think that's the best way because you immediately, you know, you can tell if there's a vibe or not, right? You can tell like what's going on and then, you know, go on a date later.
Exactly.
So here's one thing that some of my clients will like kind of fight with me on.
Okay.
I tell them that like if they're really into a girl,
yeah.
Instead of like immediately trying to take her on a date, because then you kind of like show your hand. Like instead, if you invite her to a party, have her bring some friends, feel it out, then maybe invite her to another party or another event. Right. And then you're in a position where there's other girls around and there's that competition factor because you see him with other girls and he doesn't have to be hooking up with the girls, but there's other girls around him effectively. Does that like, how do you feel in that environment? Do you feel like you,
well, it depends on how much attention he has on you, right? Mm-hmm. Like, is he making it known that you guys are there, not together, but like together, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's giving the same attention he is to you, to other people in a flirtatious way. I'm good. You know, mm-hmm. like it all depends on like the situation, the factor. Like I was with a couple of friends and, you know, if they're not like, yeah, they'll say hi and like, they'll talk to them. I'm not going to get mad because one, we're not dating. You don't owe me that like attention to the point where like, I need your attention at all times. But as long as you're inviting me somewhere and you make me feel like one, I'm welcomed and two, that, you know, you brought me there, then I'm fine. But it just depends on like how you're acting. I feel like,
yeah.
You know,
did you feel like now versus 4 years ago when you were single,
yeah.
that you're more motivated to go on dates versus when yeah. you're younger?
Yes and no, because I'm newly single.
Right.
So I'm having fun. But at the same time, I'm like, you know, I know my worth more now and I know what I deserve now. And I feel like I'm more mature in that sense of like not a young, naive girl anymore. I know what it is, you know, and mm-hmm. I know what it is when I walk into it and I pick up on things easier now because of the experience that I've been in. So I don't know. It comes with age, you know?
Yeah.
And experience. So yeah.
Yeah. I mean, cause from, in my experience, it's like, if you ask a girl who's in her early 20s, right, to go on a date and that girl probably hasn't been on that many dates. Like she meets guys through her social circle or her school or class, whatever. And they just like hang out and they start hooking up and then her girlfriend boyfriend.
Right.
Right. But like,
even one of my girlfriends, she's 22 and she's still a virgin.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, wow, you don't ever hear that anymore.
Yeah. It's pretty rare.
That's pretty fucking rare. Yeah. In LA.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
I wish I could say the same.
Yeah. It would be, I mean, is that like, she's just saving herself for marriage or she just having the right guy? Or?
I don't know. I think it's a little bit of both.
Because at some point it kind of becomes like a monkey on your back and it's like, it has to be perfect.
What are those things? Chastity
belt? Chastity belt?
Yeah. I sent her like a gif. I'm like, bro, this is you. And she starts laughing. She's like, yeah, that is me.
Does she go on dates and does she like, you know, make out with boys?
Honestly, I don't know. I haven't like fully on like asked her because the thing is about LA, it's like you say you'll hang out with someone and then you don't hang out with them because of life, because of your scheduling. And sometimes it's like either you'll run into them at a party and you'll catch up for a little bit or an event and you'll chat, but like you won't full on hang out because, you know, sometimes your schedules are mixed up.
Right.
And especially when, as I get older, I'm starting to realize like, she's not worth my time, but I realize that, you know, people are worth your energy, like who's worth it and who's not, you know, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like energy is huge and time is, you know, why waste it?
Yeah. You're more protective over your time.
Right. Yeah. And I really am picky on who I choose my time with.
Yeah.
Because it's so valuable and it's so important.
I'm glad the podcast made the cut.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I've been holding off on this for a while and you do a lot for me already. So
I had to guilt you into it with the dog watching.
Yeah. He watched my dog. And also it's like when you have a dog, you are so protective on who watches him, mm-hmm. you know? So I trust you and I'm so, so, so super thankful that he was so willing to do that while I had my little excursion in Europe.
Yes.
It was my newly single trip.
Where'd you go? You were in like Ibiza.
I started off in Ibiza. Mm-hmm. I went to Mykonos. And then from Mykonos, we spent a day in Paris. And then from Paris, we went to Saint-Tropez. And then I went home.
Oh, nice. How would you compare that Mykonos experience to when we did Mykonos?
Honestly, it was like ours was like more intimate. Like this was more like a big group, right? So mm-hmm. there's a lot of different personalities, different opinions. Felt like I was going with like a bunch of high schoolers, honestly, because it's just like a lot. We would call it content camp.
That's great.
Because it literally felt like all the girls were only there for the content, as fucked up as that sounds. But the vibes were, you know, somewhat good. But again, it just depends on them. And you have to really vibe with everyone, and not everybody's going to vibe with everybody, you know?
Yeah.
When it's that big of a group.
For sure. Yeah. When we went, we rented that house. It was like me, three or four other guys. And,
right. It wasn't that many people. So I feel like you could vibe more off of that because it's, you know, it's smaller.
Yeah. Remember my sunburn?
Oh my God. Wait, you fell asleep, right?
I fell asleep by the pool.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah.
And I had
was hilarious. And that I'm was a pretty villa. That was a really pretty villa.
Mosquitoes were
What part of Greece was that?
That was Mykonos on like the north side of the island.
Right. Yeah. That's another thing. I liked it because not many people would go to there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's in Greece, but it's not in the more like listen, I'm so over Mykonos. I'm so over it. Like not only because of the mosquitoes, but like the people and like it's just the roads are so narrow. So to get around to place, it takes forever.
You need those and ATVs. And then if you're
wasted, you're going to jump off a cliff. Like you die.
Mykonos is nuts. So. I've actually never partied in Ibiza.
Really?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Ibiza's wild.
How would you compare it to Mykonos?
Oh my God. I compare it like Vegas. It's like Vegas on an island. It's pretty lit.
My like for whatever reason, like picture of Ibiza is like, you have got like, you know, Ushuaia, DC10, like the major clubs. Never been.
Wow.
I feel like it's.
That's so unlike you.
I know. It's like I've partied everywhere except for Ibiza. And I've had invites to go and stuff, but for whatever reason, there's some other thing going on. And now I'm not going to go because it's like, I'm not about that anymore. But
you could be. What if you want with your.
She doesn't really like the party.
Yeah.
So. I mean, if I went, I'd be.
Wow. For this guy to say that, like, you guys have no idea.
Yeah, wow. You could be in my past life. So
that's great. What a change up.
I mean, I like
from partying 24/7 to now saying, you know what? I don't do that anymore. It's huge.
Yeah. I just did so much of it. Thanks. You know,
acknowledgement.
I did it so much that I feel like
you're like, I'm over. Gassed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's why, you know, Some of the guys that I used to talk to, they're fuckboys, but I feel like they're going to reach to a point in their life where they're going to be like, you know what? I'm fucking over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I suggest.
But it's too late, you know? I'm out.
Too late for Gabby. But you can meet Gabby at a different time or a different Gabby. And
right. You know, yeah, right? That too. You're right.
I feel like if... because I wanted, you know, I needed to have that full fuckboy experience because I felt like I was a late bloomer and like my, in high school and in college, like I was like, you know, I had girlfriends or whatever, but I wasn't like in the frat scene. I wasn't, I didn't have that. Like,
I never been in a sorority.
Really?
I've never partied in college ever, actually.
I did a little bit.
I don't know
bit,
that experience is. But my cousin, she tells me, she's like, honestly, Gabby, you would fucking hate it.
It's pretty gross.
I just don't like, I don't know. People my age kind of suck sometimes. Depends. If they're like already grown up and like have a career, you know, it's different. But.
Well, the whole like.
Party, like frat guys.
Sorority party scene. It's like, yeah, you know, you're going to these frat houses.
Yeah.
They're all fucking banging in the rooms and you're getting wasted and. You know, it's an experience, but it's more of like, I don't know. It's
I'm just good off it.
Yeah. Well, I for me, it was just I'd see other guys that would like have this lifestyle. I watched like the Hugh Hefner documentary and I was like,
I haven't seen that yet.
It's really interesting.
Really?
Yeah. American Playboy, it's called.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, it just shows like the crazy fun he had as like, you know, but he was married with two kids and then he got divorced when he started the magazine.
Oh, wow.
But there was this part of me that was like.
I had several other wives.
Yeah. several other affairs.
I did hear, though, in a podcast that they did, the girls that were, you know, together with him, that he would go through Polaroid pictures of the girls that would come to his house and be like, yes, no, yes, no. And like. Basically okaying them for maybe the future. I don't know. That's wild. This man did not give a fuck.
No. Well, it's interesting though, seeing his like biography or whatever, the show, because he seemed kind of like a kind of, you know, like a sort of shy, not outgoing, not like the party fuck boy Hugh Hefner.
Right.
He kind of seemed like a family man.
Right.
And then.
But that's the perception, right?
Well, yeah, but he was married and then he started the magazine.
Oh, okay.
And then he like basically transformed into Hugh Hefner as we know it. But, you know, when I saw, I was like, okay, if he can do it, I want to do it. Right. I had that desire and it was mostly like validation issues and me not, you know, getting the hot
girls.
Oh, when
you had all those. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you were around for, you know, me doing the parties.
I mean, I wasn't a part of that just to clarify, but I was around it.
Yeah. No, we were friends and you like stopped by for a day.
Right.
When I was having one of the parties and, you know,
I would even dip. I would literally tell him like, I'm going like away and you guys, you know, do your thing, but
No, you came
but you
for a day.
It. You were friends and you didn't care.
You know, I wanted to hang out and see you on the birthday. So, you know, you came through and you're like.
That was really fun, though.
It was
really
a good time.
Really pretty villa.
Mm-hmm. And so for me, I needed to do all that stuff and get out of my system. And then
but
I was
good
like.
It's that you acknowledge it. You know, I feel like when guys do these things, they don't acknowledge it. They ignore it. And then they move forward. At least it's like, you're like, yeah, I was. You know, kind of a douche.
Yeah. I was a massive fuckboy.
Like if there was a definition of fuckboy in the dictionary, his photo would be right next to it.
That's definitely true. I have some photos on my Instagram. But that's what I feel like that's the type of guy you should look for, right? Knowing
fuck
like
boy?
A reformed fuckboy.
Oh, okay. I was like, damn, you really think that low of me?
No,
I think like you should look for a fuckboy.
A reformed fuckboy.
Yeah, I mean.
Because it's like you know, like, you know, you're young, but you know the scene. Like, no guy's going to fucking trick you, right? And you know that, like, I don't think you're going to be interested in a guy who has no experience and who doesn't have the capability to be a fuckboy, right?
1,000%.
Like, if he's, like, a nice boy, good boy, you're going to be like, this guy's fucking boring.
That's so funny that you say that because I feel like so many nice guys try and speak to me and I never give them the time of day, but it's always like the chase, right? You always want what you can't have. And that's what makes you so intrigued by you. It's like, oh, okay. Like you don't even want me in that sense. I mean, which rarely happens, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's like
it's like, oh, okay. Now I'm into you. Like
every romance novel.
Why are you into me like that? You know?
Yeah. Do you have you ever read a romance novel?
What does that mean?
All right, that's enough.
Can you elaborate, please?
Have you seen 50 Shades of Grey?
Like
the movie?
Yeah, no, like she like it's like hit and shit.
No, well, the basically the
like pervertedly like in a room, like she's controlled
Well, like, no, that's, well,
if he's loaded, but she's controlled by this
that's
man.
Maybe a side plot. Okay. But the plot that I'm talking about is, like, most romance novels follow the storyline of you've got a really attractive guy, but he's, like, broken. So he's like a fuckboy. And the woman sees, like, how attractive he is, and he's like a fixer-upper, but she can change him and she could make him into, like, her perfect sort of man.
Right.
And that's kind of, like, the, you know, what I'm talking about for you. It's like, if you could find a guy who is, you know, obviously attractive, has the things that you're looking for, maybe was a fuckboy in the past, so he's interesting and he's cool, and he's in the right place to, like, have a real relationship and not be a fuckboy anymore. Okay. I feel like that guy can keep your attention versus the nice guy's not going to. And then,
I mean, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, most athletes, that's what they do, right? They're athletes. They get all sorts of athlete ass, and then,
well,
right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't want to say anything else.
All right.
I'm like talking to someone right now and they're retired and like, they're making back for lost time. That's what they say. That's why they're like being a fuckboy right now. And I'm kind of like, well, I'm good.
You know? Yeah. It's like, go do that. And if I'm still around, I probably won't be.
Exactly.
Hit me up.
Exactly my point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, promises.
No promises.
Well, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for spilling the beans and letting me. Gotcha. You know.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, guys, if you want to follow Gabby, how can they find you? Oh, there'll be a link in the show notes. But
Gabrielle _ Britez. A lot of people don't know how to spell my last name. Britez.
She's check out those boxing videos. She'll beat your ass.
It's in my real section, guys. Just to clarify.
Check those too.
All right, guys. Bye.
See you guys. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you're a regular listener and you're digging our content, do me a favor, leave us a 5-star review. It's how other people learn about the show and how we can spread the word. If you don't feel like it's worthy of 5 stars, just go ahead, don't leave any review at all. And I want to let you know that we've opened up a few slots in our exclusive community. We're accepting applications to join our select group of men and experience the radical power of accountability, step up your game, cross everything off your sexual bucket list, and become a beast at accomplishing all of your goals. To learn more and apply, go to innerconfidence.com/community.